Now, from Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, good Monday morning to you.
Good Monday morning to you as well,
and
Mike.
And despite the world around us, look at those markets, eh?
Absolutely. We've got trade frictions, we've got geopolitical frictions, we've got the big bill, but yeah, markets are taking all in their strides. The S&P 500 on Friday hit a record high, as did the NASDAQ. So I suppose it's all about better than Fed scenarios, if you can sort of take that for what it is. We've got the ceasefire, of course, between Iran and Israel, and we've also got one on the trade front between China and the US. Of course, they'd agreed in Geneva last month, but there's talk that they're going to be getting closer to resolving things, and have actually agreed on a framework. So Beijing, they reckon they're going to provide more in the way of critical materials, and Washington's going to ease up on a few restrictions as well. So, look, as usual, these things, Mike, at the moment, there wasn't a lot of detail, but investors sort of took the positives, and that sort of overshadows Trump's comments about raising the tariffs on Canada over their digital sales tax. Also, you had Bessent. He said that he hoped there'd be agreements reached with a dozen nations by September. So, yeah, not July, September. So, seems like that's being pushed out a bit. Trump reckons he won't need to extend the deadline, but it seems like they might be open to it. And meanwhile, you mentioned the inflation read. Yeah, it was a little bit higher than expected on the core side, so excluding food and energy. But, yeah, at the headline level, it was up just 0.1% for May. The annual inflation rate's at 2.3%. You also had consumer spending and income that eased a bit. That was down 0.4% and 0.1% respectively. And also you had consumer expectations around inflation. So they rose a little bit to 60.7 from 52.2, but still way below 2024 levels. And you know, that basically eased over sort of the past year. Also on from a long-term perspective as well, they've fallen from 6.6% to 5%. So investors took those positives. Also keeps the lives hope. So a July rate cut by the Fed, things look pretty finely balanced. A lot of uncertainty still, was, including as Jerome Powell said last week, there's a bit of uncertainty about who is going to pay for the tariffs and what effect they'll have on inflation. But investors are taking the positives for now.
All right, and Nike, I saw the $1 billion they reckon the tariffs are going to cost them, but the market seemed to like it anyway.
Yeah, that's right. So $1 billion in tariffs, I reckon they can navigate that through price increases and supply chain tweaks. So around about 16% of their supply chain is in China. They reckon they can reduce it to the single high digit percentage by the end of the current fiscal year, which is May next year is when that ends. So investors like that. And the results got a big tick from investors. So the shares were up 15% on Friday. So expectations are pretty low coming into the report. Lots of competition. Adidas is doing a lot better. You look at sales, they were down 12% in the fourth quarter, 11.1 billion. Net income, 211 million. That was down from 1.5 billion last year, but the declines were expected to be a lot worse. So they're doing a lot in innovation, as you'd expect, but they've been ramping that up. They're concentrating their new sneaker lines, such as Pegasus. They're trying to get rid of the older inventory, which has been sitting around, like the Air Force One and Air Jordan. And yeah, really just trying to innovate. That seems to be paying off. They reckon the overall sales decline is going to ease even further. Nike stores have been a bright spot. Sales there rose 2%. Foot traffic, excuse the pun, has been stepping up. They're also looking to come back to Amazon for the first time since 2019. Fans of Kim Kardashian, they might be a bit saddened to know that the product launch of her intimates line that's been designed to, delayed to the end of this year, that's designed to woo female shoppers. But yeah, sneakers are going well. And yeah, investors sort of like what they heard despite that sort of tariff impact. So shares still down 5% year to date, but up 15% on Friday.
Okay, how about us though? We're chipper.
We're a little bit more chipper, yeah, we are. So this is the ANZ Roy Morgan New Zealand Consumer Conference Report. Bit of a giveaway, as it always is, with the title. It was called A Wintry Sunrise. So confidence up 6 points to 98.8 in June. That was described as a welcome bounce after a fall last month. And the big thing that's often looked at, Mike, of course, as we know, is the inclination to buy a major household item. That lifted 3 points. It's still negative 7, so quite soft. Inflation expectations, they lifted a little bit. They're the highest since April 2023, but obviously we've got a lot going on. We've got food price inflation running at 4.4%. We've got tariffs, and of course we've got Middle East friction. So there's a bit of concern there about energy prices. A lot of other measures improved, but are still subdued. But yeah, I guess a really optimistic point is a net 20% expect to be better off this time next year. So that was up 8 points. Outlook around the economy, that appears to be ticking up, particularly at the five-year level. House price inflation expectations, they were steady, so plus 3.6% year on year, so some positivity there. Overall, I think, Mike, you'd have to say the consumer in this country still looks a bit fragile, but you know, hey, we've got some good news, and we've got people every month rolling off onto lower mortgage rates. We've got domestic inflation. Obviously, there's uncertainty there around the tariff side, but yeah, it is coming down. We might even get deflation coming from China. So I reckon the path set for the RBNZ to shore up the economic recovery even further and deliver a couple more rate cuts. So let's see about that.
Okay, mate. Numbers.
So the Dow was up 1%, 43819. S&P 500, record high, up 0.5%, 6173. NASDAQ also a record, up 0.5%, 2273. Stocks 50 in Europe, that leapt 1.6%. FTSE 100 up 0.7%. Nikkei 100 up 1.4%. ASX 200, that was down 0.4%, 8514. We were higher, NZX 50 up 0.8%, 12583. Gold, that was down $53, $3,274 US an ounce. Oil up 28 cents, 65 spot 52 a barrel. Currency markets, Kiwi flat against the US, 60 spot 55. It was up 0.2% against the other three majors. So Australian dollar, 92.8. British pound, 44.2. Japanese yen, 87.6. This week, Mike, a bit going on as usual. Locally, we've got business confidence. We've got building permits. We've got another dairy auction across and overseas. We've got EU inflation. We've got Japan consumer and corporate confidence. And we've got the eagerly awaited US non-farm payrolls, see how the labour market's doing, and of course any developments that we might have on the trade and geopolitical front.
Go well. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.